Your walk with God is a spiritual journey. God's word is true, and it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Hello, my name is Brenda McCord. This podcast is part of the ministry of Discover God's Truth. Walt and I teach lessons from God's word each week to instruct and encourage you to grow spiritually. We invite you to visit discovergodstruth.org, where you will find additional resources to spur you on in your walk with God. This podcast is hosted by theawakeningworldwide.com, and we appreciate their outreach ministry. Welcome, friends. Walt and I are glad that you're here with us. Walk with God, our podcast, part of our ministry with Discover God's Truth, our opportunity each week to share God's word with you. And this week, we're going to wrap up praise and adoration. We have walked, we started with King David back in First Chronicles, and we went through the New Testament. We ended with hymns of praise in Revelation. But today, to close this particular series, we wanted to return to the Psalms. David does such a great job leading in praise and worship. And though this particular psalm isn't definitely assigned to him, but we know that he spoke so many psalms that lead in praise. And so as we begin this lesson today, just acknowledging that praise is our way to honor God for who he is, that he is holy and he is all-powerful. He has a loving, gracious, merciful character that he shows to us.
And you know, Brenda, really, I love this. This is the first of the last five psalms in the book of Psalms, right. And all five of them focus in on praising the Lord, praising the Lord. And you can read down through some of the other ones. Psalm 146 is where we're going to start today. But again, these five psalms specifically end the book of Psalms with praise, praise, praise. The Hebrew word hallel, Yahweh, hallelujah, as we translate it into the English.
And even as you say that, well, you know, friends, if there's a time when you're struggling in your situation, your circumstance, and you want to come before the Lord, as Walt just said, go to these last five chapters in the book of Psalms, beginning at chapter 146 through to 150, and practice praising the Lord. It's amazing what he'll do in your heart, your mind, and in your soul. So let's begin with these first two verses today, repetition. So listen, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. You know, this is that repetition, the repeated call, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is telling us how important this is. We were created to praise the Creator, and that's how he formed us and made us. And Walt, just as you said, this word is hallel, praise to Yahweh, to the Lord. And so as this psalm is being written, he's saying, with all of my soul, I want to praise the Lord. I want to throw everything into it. It's like when you're enjoying music, or when you're at a sporting event, or you're at a celebration, and you really are all in. You want to be part of it. It's, oh, my soul. And he says in verse 2, as long as I live, I want to praise you, Lord, for who you are, for what you've done in my life, the gracious acts. And we're going to see that a little later in this chapter. And he says, I will sing praises to my God. Why? Because he is great. He is worthy of all my praise, for every day of my life. And we talked about a head to heart here, Walt, that I thought was really meaningful. And we do this often. We learned this from Dr. Gary Chapman at his marriage conferences. The Five Love Languages is the book he wrote, and we've attended many of his conferences through the years. But he always says, use that number scale. It takes away the emotion and that feeling. But this idea of, where do you rate on the scale 1 to 10? Is there no praise of God, no praise of the Lord in your life? Or number 10, that you are in constant praise and worship of the Lord? And so I want you to think about that. Even as we go through this lesson, think about, what is it that helps you praise and worship the Lord? Because believers, every day of our lives should be filled with praise to God. And so we want to consider that more deeply today.
Yeah. And what helps you in that? I know that sometimes for me, music helps in that.
Right.
It stirs up emotion, good music that leads in praising the Lord. Well, this psalm continues in verse 3 and 4. It says this: do not trust in princes or in mortal men, in whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs, this mortal man, this prince. He returns to the earth in the very day his thoughts perish. This is encouraging us, and it starts with princes. In the Old Testament, there were a number of categories that people were put into. The one was political. So kings, princes, princesses, I mean, those are the political leaders. But then there's also the military leaders in the Old Testament. There was the chief or the commander of the army. There were David's mighty men.
Right.
And so these are categories of military importance. And then there were religious leaders. They're priests. There's Levite. There's the high priest. Then there's prophets. So you have all these different leaders, and I think by just pulling out this idea of don't trust in princes, it's not just saying, oh, don't trust in political leaders. Ultimately, it's don't trust in any person, any leader. The commitment to praise God requires that focus and choosing. We're not going to rely on other people. We cannot place our trust or our dependence on mere people. Why? Even great leaders can't save someone else. That's one reason not to do this. Why? When a person dies, here's a second reason. When a person dies, which could happen at any moment, God takes away the breath, the spirit, the ruach of life. And it's interesting, even as we look at this whole idea of man going back to dust. The word for man in the Hebrew is Adam. Adam, we might say it. And it means mortal, but it's related to the word for earth, Adama, which is, so this connection of mankind to the earth is really found in a wonderful way in Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. It says this: by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to the dust you shall return. After death, regardless of how much power or prominence or wealth a person had here in this world, all of the plans that they made, they perish with them. We often use that idea of you never see a U-Haul being hauled behind a hearse. Mm-hmm. Your earthly possessions don't go with you, even though some tried in Egypt, they would bury all right. these possessions.
Yep.
But they don't go with you. They just sit there in the ground. And this idea of this perspective, who should be praised, who should be trusted, and who should not? We need that perspective. And here it says, praise the Lord. Don't praise, don't trust, put too much trust in any kind of a leader, political, militarily, or religious.
And as we've come through, there's just 10 verses in this chapter this week, but it's so powerful. Those first two verses say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord my whole life. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to sing praises to the Lord. And then these verses 3 and 4 says, do not praise princes. Do not praise those leaders, those over you. And now where the psalmist is going to take us in verses 5 and 6, and then we're going to see 7 through 9. But in 5 and 6, it's the greatness of God. Why do we praise? And you know, we are human. We kind of need a reason, right? Yeah, tell us to praise, but why?
But the first reason is because God is great and is greatly to be praised.
Yeah, And he's worthy of that praise because of his greatness, and that's another reason why so often we talk about the attributes of God, because when we review those attributes of God, we are drawn to praise and worship, to adore him. And so in verse 5, it says, "Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever." So again, unpacking these phrases in these two verses, we've got the blessing of the God of Jacob. And it's always interesting because, you know, as you go through, especially the first 5 books, the Pentateuch in the Old Testament, you hear of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And here, often in the Psalms, God is referred to as the God of Jacob. Well, Jacob became Israel. He had the 12 sons, the 12 tribes. And so that is, it's coming together there for the 12 tribes of who Israel is, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've got that help of the God of Jacob. And remember, Jacob's name was changed to Israel after he wrestled with God that night, and his life was changed. Why? His hope is in the Lord God. That's where his hope is in God. And it's interesting because verse 6, which often happens in the Psalms, they take us to the Creator God. Go back to Genesis 1:1 in the beginning and read through chapter 1 and look at those 6 days of creation and then 7, the day of rest. He made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And that is why he's worthy of our praise,
His great power.
Yes, in the beginning. And he keeps this God that we serve, friends, he keeps faith forever. He is forever faithful. We talk about his loving kindness, that hesed love. He is faithful. And our hope is anchored in God's word. Psalm 46:7 says, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. He's our refuge. He's our strong tower. We can run into him."
You know, even as we get that, the maker of heaven and earth, what a powerful phrase. I mean, he's the creator of everything. Mm-hmm. Well, continuing this thought, not only is God great, and we've just seen that in his creative ability and his power, he's also gracious. Listen to the graciousness, and there'll be a number of phrases here. Continuing down from verses 7 through 9, listen to the gracious God. He execute justice for the oppressed. Think of the enslaved nation of Israel in Egypt. He executed justice for enslaved people. He gives food to the hungry, the manna in the wilderness. Psalm 107, verse 9 says this, "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." Another thing, the graciousness of the Lord, he sets prisoners free. Think of Joseph, not only set free after he was enslaved and in prison, Joseph becomes the second in command of all of Egypt. What an amazing thing. He opens the eyes of the blind. I love the story of Matthew 9, verses 28. It talks about 2 men came to Jesus, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes, and he said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. I love that imagery. Actually, it's interesting. Jesus says, "Well, don't go tell anyone," but then they can't stop talking about it. Yeah. What do you mean,
well,
don't tell anybody?
It's sort of hard when you can now see.
Yes, for sure. And the Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. I think of Proverbs 3:34 says this: to the humble he gives favor. He lists them up. And this is repeated and it changed just a little bit in James chapter 4, verse 6. It says, he gives grace to the humble. A couple of more. The Lord watches over sojourners. Exodus 22, verse 21 says, you shall not wrong a sojourner or him who oppresses him, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You went there for a time, then to return home. You're just sojourning. You're not moving here. You're not staying here. But while you're here in need, we're going to help as much as we can. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. And this is another passage out of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 18. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow. He loves the sojourner. Give him food and clothing. I mean, this idea of help, if you can, help care for them. The biblical principle is first care for those in the household of faith, do right by them. Then secondly, if you can, help those who are widowed, who are orphaned, and who are sojourning, or who are temporarily just coming for assistance.
There's a very big but.
There's a huge contrast, and we talk about our Bible study, this contrast of word but in addition to doing all these wonderful things and showing grace, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. And even with that, it's like God's gracious, he's gracious, he's gracious, he's gracious. But if you're wicked, you're going to come to ruin. God will bring you down. And a head to heart here is just this idea of praise and adoration belonging to God. His greatness in creation, his greatness in his power, but his graciousness. Mm-hmm. He is worthy. He's holy as both the sovereign creator, but also as the gracious, gentle shepherd of the sheep. He wants to carry us. God designed us for worship, and we do this when we've been repeatedly told in this psalm and the next four to follow it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here's some reasons to do it. Here's how to view God in the midst of that praise. Mm-hmm. And that's a head to heart. Praise makes us a way to experience his presence in our current life, no matter what we're going through, no matter if we are fatherless, if you are widowed and listening to this, if you've been humbled and you're down and on out of luck, some would say, no, keep praising the Lord. That's what our soul needs.
And we know that God inhabits the praise of his people. So there's something as we give that offering of praise up to him, his presence draws near to us. And that ultimate hope, he's the judge. He's the righteous judge. And so he will frustrate the way of the wicked. But when our hearts are turned to him to praise, he hears our voices.
Yeah, eventually, God will right all accounts. And you might say, well, what about but me? I mean, no, if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, his righteousness is credited to your account. Mm-hmm. It's not your righteousness that's going to stand on the day of judgment. It's God will look at us clothed in the righteousness of Christ and say, you're my beloved son. Mm-hmm. You're my beloved daughter. Mm-hmm. Come into my presence with great rejoicing.
And this is, I said earlier, just a psalm of 10 verses, yet so packed full. I hope you've gotten a taste of that today. I hope you'll go back to Psalm 146 as we close with verse 10. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. So there's this reference here to the Lord's eternal rule in Zion. That our past weeks of lessons have been walking through the book of Revelation. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth. There's going to be a new Jerusalem. It's God's throne. It's a beautiful golden city. There'll be no darkness because the light will reside there. And so we shared that. That's God's eternal rule. In Psalm 10:16, the Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. God's people rightly expect him to be faithful so that we can be sustained forever and to all generations. That's what he's saying here, for all generations. And this hymn appropriately concludes with the renewed call, Walt, praise the Lord.
Yeah. And so let's just close praising the Lord and praying to him. Father God, I thank you so much that you are worthy of praise, and that Amen. When we praise you, when we worship you, when we rightly adore you, you can change, you can transform our minds and our mindset. You can change our perspective. We can take our eyes off the mighty and the powerful and the wealthy of the world, and we can turn them to the creator of the world. Lord, you can release us and heal past wounds as we praise you, as we come. And then, Lord, open our ears so that we can hear from you, and then open our lips, our mouths, so that we can praise you. Strengthen our faith, Lord. Draw us closer to yourself and to your presence. Lord, help us fall more in love as we praise you daily, and you will receive glory, and it will change and transform our walk with God. Pray all these things in the mighty, in the praiseworthy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Walt and I thank you for listening to this lesson from God's Word. Walk with God is part of the ministry of Discover God's Truth. This podcast is hosted by theawakeningworldwide.com, and we appreciate their outreach ministry.